Power Solutions, family, partners, and friends, how's everyone holding up now that we have made it through June and we are sitting on top of the 2023 hill, officially putting us on the downslope of this year of the rabbit? We're hopping along, that is for sure. Spoiler alert, but July 9th triggers a 3-cent increase in the cost of postage stamps, which is now up to 66 cents. So for all you millennial listeners, a stamp is what you use to put on an envelope to send a letter that you wrote in cursive to your Nana, thanking her for a birthday card and the money that she sent. What's crazy to me is the cost of the postage stamp when millennials were born was 18 cents, making today's cost over 4 times of what it was in 1980. If you think about it, maybe you all should put a little bit of money and invest in postage. Just food for thought. Well, welcome back to the award-winning podcast, Smart Acids, where we let borons be borons. This is your host, Andy Erickson, and I'm here with the brat to my barbecue, the coleslaw to my fish fry, the mayonnaise to my potato salad, the heartbreaker, Chris Ernst. Heartbreaker, man. How are you holding up these days?
Andy, thank you for asking. As always, I'm great, and I got to say, I really love brats.
Oh, you know what? That's crazy, because we just passed through the summer solstice at the end of June, so it is officially barbecue season, and I was going to ask you if you've done any grilling lately.
Always. Huge grill fan.
And then I had a follow-up question to that, which was, you know, given the opportunity, would you do a brat, a hot dog, an Italian sausage, or a Polish sausage? But now we know the answer.
Ooh. I suppose I did answer the question, but I'm also a combo kind of guy if you're going to put a beef and a brat together.
Oh. So an Italian beef and then a brat on top. Oh, that is absolutely magical. Well, anyway, we got a great show today, so let's get at it and give it a tasty. We have a fantastic guest in the studio. We're bringing in a man who has the three C's covered. He has the cut, he has the clarity, and he is flawless in color. It's Michael the Diamond Deli Campagna, or known on the mean streets of Philly as the Double D. Double D, my man. How you holding up? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thank you for seeing me and having me on today.
Thanks for joining us. So you're the VP of Industrial Solutions, and outside of just being a big deal, what does that mean? What makes you up?
Well, I don't know that there's a lot to say other than the fact that I'm old and I've been doing this a long time. I spent my whole entire career in chemical distribution, namely with the majors, for sure. Aside from that, it's really just about people and family is all I can say. That's really what motivates me and keeps me going.
All right. Well, before we get into the meat and potatoes, in our pre-interview, you described your role in Industrial Solutions as being the gritty part of the business. So in honor of this, we invite you to play a little game with us. The game is called Rhymes with Gritty. All right. So Rhymes with Gritty. Here we go. First question. A nickname for someone named Smith.
Smitty.
All right, Michael. Next question. An adjective defined as showing or characterized by quick and inventive verbal humor.
Witty.
2 for 2. A short, simple song. John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
I'm drawing a blank.
A ditty.
Ah, yeah, maybe if you'd have said P, maybe I would have gotten P Diddy, but I didn't get it from, okay. Now I do.
All right. Question 4. Was an American lawyer, FBI agent, talk show host, actor, and convicted felon in the Watergate scandal as the chief operative in the White House Plumbers Unit during the Nixon administration?
Yes, I totally know this, and I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, gosh, you guys got me on this one. I'm going to smack myself on the head as soon as you tell me. Oh, I can't remember.
The correct answer is, who is G. Gordon Liddy?
Liddy. Ah, yes.
All right. Nickname for Curtis James Jackson III, born July 6, 1975, known professionally as 50 Cent, an American rapper, actor, television producer, and businessman.
P. Diddy.
Ooh.
Fitty Cent. Sorry, I had Diddy on my mind. Did you see that?
We did.
All right, Michael, bonus round here, and this question is going to be right up your alley, I promise you. It must be the money. This singer, songwriter named Sean Combs started his name on stage as Puff Daddy is now known as
P. Diddy. I knew he was coming sooner or later. All right, you guys don't stink so bad.
All right, so I think we went 4 for 6. Not too bad. It's better than most guests. Enough of that fun stuff. Let's get into it. As you've explained, you lead the industrial solutions efforts for Newmark Solutions. Can you give us an eagle-eye view of what trends you're seeing?
Great question. It's interesting what's happening out there market-wise and dynamic-wise, because we're seeing a lot of mixed signals, for sure, right? It's a challenging market, as I'm sure you all can appreciate. We're seeing demand is soft, pricing is soft, competitive pressures are challenging, and everybody's fighting for the same molecule. At the same time, you know, you see a lot of mixed reviews out there in the marketplace relative to what's really happening in the economy, right? And that has an overall impact on things, especially in our business. Our ingredients and specialties business is our specialties organization. And part of that is the industrial solutions piece. The other part is the life science piece. And the industrial solutions pieces are made up of our CASE, coatings, adhesives, sealants, and elastomers, as well as our plastics and rubber and construction business. That's all part of CASE. Then we've got our HIC, our home care and industrial cleaning business. We've got our lubricants and metalworking fluids business. And we have a co-packaging business that's North American centric alone. The other three entities, all those industrial businesses, are global in nature. You know, our industrial side, unlike the life science side, it's the more gritty area, if I'm honest, Andy, because, you know, that personal care, pharma, food, that's all sexy, sophisticated stuff. But when you want to get into the meat and potatoes here, the gritty stuff is the industrial side. And that's what I'm responsible for. And so that's the gritty part that we talked about in the beginning with your game. And these businesses certainly feel the impacts of these things, because it's certainly challenging when you're fighting for that business and fighting for those same molecules, in particular relative to that demand challenge that's going on out there. Because, you know, we were at a time for a while there where customers were buying and they were amply stocked. They were willing to hold inventory. You know, people referred to it as just in case type of a mentality. And they were comfortable in doing so for quite a period of time. But that's changed around significantly this year in particular. And in particular, when you look at specialties distribution, because specialties typically work under longer lead times. Customers are comfortable placing the orders. They'll place the orders ahead of time to make sure that they have those special ingredients to make their special formula. But that's all changed very significantly this year, to where people have changed to just in time. And not only just in time, but at the last minute, we're going to modify that and push the order out another week or another 2 weeks, because we really just don't want to have it right now. And that puts challenges on the industry at large, on consumers, on our principals, our suppliers. So it creates a dynamic that certainly is complex. But fortunately, for Univar Solutions, we're built to be able to accommodate that. In a just-in-time atmosphere, we prefer the lead times, of course, but we're able to adapt and adjust a bit, but it certainly creates some challenges.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. So you mentioned earlier, a bit of a change in behavior from our customers around how they're buying specialties and the lead time they're providing. As borrowing costs continue to go up with the rise in interest rates, how do you see that impacting our manufacturing customers?
Yeah, we do. It's an interesting question. Thank you for asking it. While we've seen volumes being challenged and pricing softening, and obviously that has an impact on profitability across the market, not just for Univar Solutions, but what we have seen, which we're very keen to try to understand, is we've seen in our HIC business, our home industrial cleaning business, our volumes have increased month over month for the first 5 months of the year, which is a pretty interesting result. June was flat to May, so we're still seeing it holding. And the reason that that's interesting for us is because HIC was the first business we saw to trend down. So it started to trend down mid-year last year, 4 to 6 weeks or longer prior to the other industrial businesses, prior to the life sciences businesses, our other side of our specialties businesses. We're keenly watching to see, is this a leading indicator that if they were the first to see the declines in volume and demand, are they the first to see the rebounding? And will we in the next quarter, next 2 quarters, and heading into next year, start to see that curve come the other way relative to volumes?
Do you see anything accelerating? So anything picking up in your market space?
Yeah, I mean, working capital is the name of the game nowadays, right? So I think we're in this for the long haul, certainly for the foreseeable future, but even for the long haul, because COVID certainly threw a monkey wrench in things, and then things rebounded pretty well. And now we've got this challenge that we're faced with now that we spoke about. And we still got the other challenges that are out there in the marketplace relative to availability of drivers, availability of fleet, availability of product, raw materials. So that effect across the board of customers holding off on inventory, it affects the feedstocks as well. It affects production. Everybody's looking for ratable volumes. It's much more difficult to forecast today than it was, you know, a year ago. So being able to have that crystal ball, which is always a moving target anyway, makes it even more problematic today to try to figure out exactly what information do we need to give back to our principals so that they can produce the right products and make that volume available to us. So it has an effect across the whole entire marketplace.
Beyond inventory and working capital, do you see other impacts to our customers?
Yeah, I think, well, it still goes along the same lines, right? It's still watching expenses. And it's very interesting because, again, mixed signals. You know, typically we see people holding off on hiring, and we've seen some delays and some things happening out there in the marketplace. The marketplace is definitely watching very closely their expenditures, and that has an effect across the board. So it has an effect on our ability to be able to go visit customers, our customers to be able to come to us, our ability to be able to get with our suppliers and go do things out in the marketplace. You know, everybody's watching every penny when it comes to expenses of travel as well. So it just has an effect everywhere that everybody watches the bottom line here when we see some of this erosion in demand and in pricing.
So we talked a little bit about it. It's a little bit of an unknown out there, and we all kind of wish we had the crystal ball because we could probably all make quite a bit of cheddar if we did. But thinking about it, what excites you the most about what's ahead in this industry?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Andy. First and foremost, I think just for chemical distribution in general, we're positioned really, really well. More and more often these days, we're seeing principals, suppliers looking to distribution to do more for them. And that resonates even more so when you take a look at the specialty side of the businesses, because you can look at our organization or any specialties organization for that matter as being a great resource for a principal as far as supply chain and logistics, right? But then you've got the sales, the marketing, the technical, all of that stuff that we can do. We've got the labs to support it. So the marketing in general is built itself to be able to take on a lot more from principals. So with that being said, it's a great place to be for chemical distribution. In addition, it's a consolidating industry. It's still very much fragmented, but you see a lot of M&A activity. Distributors are buying other distributors. Customers are buying customers. Suppliers are buying other suppliers. So we see that consolidation going on across the board, which creates opportunities for alignment. For me personally, I'm really excited about the position that Univar Solutions is in because we've really built ourselves up to be able to be prepared for exactly what is in front of us right now. We are in a position where we are in growth mode, 100% in growth mode, and everything that we're doing is looking at growth both organically and inorganically.
All right, Michael, let's bring it home here. Can you give me one takeaway you would want our listeners to have from this conversation?
Listen, I think the main takeaway from my perspective is don't get wrapped up in the day-to-day and the minute-to-minute, right? We've got to continue to keep everyone focused on the big picture, both personally and professionally. And it's really about that quality of life personally and professionally. And these situations can tend to have an impact on you. And at the end of the day, it's all going to work out. Things will come together. The economy is going to rebound despite what China is doing right now, despite other barometers that are out there that some are positive, some are negative. At the end of the day, things are going to be fine and we'll all get through this. And in our situation in particular, we're very fortunate that we work in an industry and for an organization that's pretty resilient. And we've got a lot of opportunities to be able to navigate through these challenges that are ahead of us. And I would say be mindful of that forward-looking attitude and have fun with it.
Awesome. I really appreciate the time, Michael, and the insight. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, of course. Thank you all for having me. I really enjoyed it. You all take care.
All right, everybody. That brings us to the end of another episode of the award-winning Smart Asset Podcast. I'd like to thank Michael, the Double Diamond Deli Compagni, for joining us and bringing his insight and time to the conversation today. As always, thanks to all of our listeners for joining us. We really appreciate you. We've reached the dog days of summer, everybody, so please stay safe and stay cool. We hope you join us for the next episode.
Smart Acids, breaking things down for the chemicals and specialty ingredients market, one barn at a time. Smart Acids is part of the Univar Solutions Podcast Network.